Many people still enjoy the reruns of the TV series Hogan's Heroes, the wild episodes of American soldiers supposedly locked in a Nazi prison. They were always breaking out of jail, and they usually did it very quietly. No noise allowed. Now that's quite different from the jailbreak of the Apostle Peter in the first century. Acts 12 says that King Herod threw Peter into prison with four squads of soldiers guarding him. Imagine that. Four squads of soldiers to guard one man. A few nights later, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and guards were in front of the door. And then a wonderful thing happened. The Bible tells us an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared, and a light shone in the cell, and he aroused Peter, saying, "Get up quickly." And his chains fell off his hands, and the angel said to him, "Put on your sandals, wrap your cloak about you, and follow me." This must have appeared quite strange. First of all, if you're planning a jailbreak, you don't shine a bright light into the cell. That might wake up the guards. Second, you would not put on your sandals and clomp out of the place. You would carry your sandals and tippy-toe by the sleeping guards in your bare feet. Third, you would not release the chains and let them clatter to the ground. The angel broke all the rules of conventional jailbreak wisdom. You'd never see this on Hogan's Heroes. Friend, God can rescue you just as easily as he rescued Peter. The Old Testament says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear him and delivers them." The angels of God are in the delivery business, and you and I are what they deliver. But there are times when God's deliverance doesn't fit the mold of human wisdom. And why should it? God's ways are not our ways. We must accept the fact that God knows what he's doing and fall in step with him by faith, like Peter did. Maybe you're facing a problem or situation right now that needs the touch of God. Perhaps there's a tense situation at work, or a wayward child at home, or financial pressure. Ask the Lord to send a deliverance, but don't be surprised if it comes in an unexpected way, because angels are not always quiet. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.